Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We'll begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, Workbook Lesson 264. And following that, we will sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook Lesson 264. I am surrounded by the love of God. Father, you stand before me and behind, beside me, in the place I see myself, and everywhere I go. You are in all things I look upon, the sounds I hear, and every hand that reaches for my own. In you, time disappears, and place becomes a meaningless belief. For what surrounds your son and keeps him safe is love itself. There is no source but this, and nothing is that does not share its holiness, that stands beyond your one creation, or without the love which holds all things within itself. Father, your son is like yourself. We come to you in your own name today, to be at peace within your everlasting love. My brothers, join with me in this today. This is salvation's prayer. My brothers, join with me in this today. This is salvation's prayer. Must we not join in what will save the world along with us? I am surrounded by the love of God. I was going through some old voicemails, cleaning out the phone, and I ran into a voicemail from my cousin and another one from my brother. Both of them passed away earlier this year, and I found myself wishing I had also had a voicemail from my dad so I could hear his voice again. And when I read this lesson, I am surrounded by the love of God. And I think of those thoughts I was feeling, separated from my love, from my brother and my cousin and my father. And I felt it as separation from love. But this lesson is telling me that I am never separate from love. That it is always all around me, always surrounds me. And I think about the belief that I was holding about the separation and how I was missing my love. And I am not missing my love. My love is with me. I am the one who generates love. God created me loving, and God created everything around me loving. So this idea that I can be separate from the love is impossible. When I let myself believe I am separate from the love, that is when I start feeling sad, when I start to suffer. But it is my choice to suffer, my choice to believe I am separate from love. He tells me in this lesson, I am never separate from love. Love is what everything is. I created this dream world out of love. Everything in it. My friend was saying that one of her friends was saying things similar to what I was saying, that she was separate from love, a victim of something. And my friend said she felt agitated by the conversation. She didn't want to hear the story of the other person being a victim, that agitated her. And what she saw was she was agitated by it because she believed it could be true in one sense. And in the other sense, she had the course telling her it can't be true. You're not a victim. And so the agitation was in trying to relieve the conflict. Believing there can be a victim and believing there can be no victim. We see reflected back to us what the conflict is. She was conflicted about learning the truth that everything is love and there is no victim, and the belief that there can be a victim, a lack of love. This lesson today is telling us we are surrounded by the love of God. That is the truth. And so it is up to us what to decide to believe in. From the lesson, we want to believe we are surrounded by God's love. And deep down, we know that is the truth, because it says that is our core. But today we are going through life and we see what looks like a victim and we start to judge the person who is being the victim, when in truth we are just judging ourselves for believing we are a victim still. And we can just change our minds. We can decide to believe this lesson. We've all seen it before, that when we change our mind, peace does come over us. So it's not a question of, will it bring me peace to believe I am surrounded by the love of God? Because we've seen it before. We know the answer to that question. But the real question is, do I want to be surrounded by the love of God, or do I want to continue to be a victim? And in that question, if we ask honestly, we find out why we want to be a victim. What do we think we benefit from being a victim? And if we explore that one down, we will see we really get nothing we want from being a victim. Each time I am a victim today, let me stop and go deeper into why I want to be the victim. Help me, Holy Spirit, to have the courage to find the love all around me. Holy Spirit, inner guide, higher self, help me today to find the love all around me. Help me to be willing to have an open mind, to question any time I am feeling unloved or unloving. Give me the fortitude to work through these ideas, to see in the end it only brings me suffering. Help me instead to hear your words today in this lesson and to accept them as mine, to take this as my new belief. Help me to believe today I am surrounded by the love of God. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we quiet our minds. We imagine that love, our Creator, our Source, the truth of who we are, that God, our Father, stands before us and behind us, and He is beside us on the left and on the right. He is in the space where we stand. He is everything we see, everything we look upon. All the sounds and tastes and smells. He's in all of them. He is in all the people we see. All the objects, all the animals, all the plant life. He surrounds us always. Thank you. Thank you for joining with me in changing our belief system and in letting go of the belief in victim and picking up instead the belief that there is only love surrounding us. Namaste.